We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Hei Sif Zayin. HaKlal Hu L'Chol Yerushmayim, every Yerushmayim should know, Im Isha Ein LeVesa Kavua, if his wife does not have a Vesa Kavua, Yesh Loi Lichtoiv Tamid, he should always write Yom Riyasa on what day she got a period. V'Yira, and that date should be clear, Ezer Yom B'Chedeshu, what date of the month it is. V'Kam Yom Mehem Be'en Riya L'Riya, how much of an interval was there between the times. And therefore he will always know next time, they will always know next time to wait that amount of time. That day, the amount of time there was in between, that should be the date that should be treated as a vessel. And similarly, the date of month that she saw last time becomes a vessel next month, to whatever that date was last month. For day 30 and 31 from the last time. And this is what they should do. Watch Tikfala Vesa Kavua until she establishes a Vesa Kavua. If she establishes a Vesa Kavua. Lachish Tikbala Vesid. If and when that happens. Im Yerushit Tishana Vesta. If something will cause that changes. Tzarch Gamke Lachish Luria Chadosha. So she has to wait for the new, according to the new time she saw. Hein lafloga, v'kein lemei chodesh, she'll have to keep both of those dates. V'gam tzarch lizor lisko yom v'esek kavua shelo, but she has to always remember what was her v'esek kavua, ke v'esek kavua ein in the keres, because a v'esek kavua doesn't lose the status of a v'esek kavua, el shalosh pom kel kamon, unless she three times consecutively did not see on that v'esek. Sefches ish sheish levesa kavua, a woman that has a vesa kavua, af emigia pamach, so shtei pamim yoim vesta. If one or two times came with a yoim vesta, a sima vesta, or as we discussed previously, sometimes a vesta is established through symptoms in the body, v'lei rasa, api shabar la bebir gurmash le rasa, even though she knows for a fact that she did not see on that date, kigon sheila kol meshach ha vesta d'mach tochuk, she had something that would be able to show that she didn't see. Mikomakam adayin neker vesta. That doesn't mean that she no longer has that veset. But tzrich adayin lochish gamul pam shlishis. She still has to wait the third time. Avol megiya pam shlishis for lerasa. If three times came when she didn't see on the expected date, in barul abir gama. If she knows for certain, shleirasa b'chol shalosh pamim. That she knows that all these three times that she was expected to see, she didn't. Now that vested is no longer a consideration. And she doesn't have to be concerned about it anymore. Any vested that carries b'shalosh pamim can be taken away with three times. Even if that veset was there for many years, ava veset she'ena kavua, then a rish like kovata rak pamach shtei pamim, she didn't establish it as a vest. She only saw on that date or that interval one or two times. Em higia pamach sayom azeh or yisim azeh. If just one time that came and nothing happened, v'lo rasa, which she didn't see, abish lebatkas atzma. Even if she didn't perfectly examine herself, she didn't have any sensation, that date is no longer a date that she has to be concerned about. Anything that hasn't been established three times, is uprooted once, afil b'lay b'dika. Siftes. Isha sheesh la vesa kavua, a woman that has a vesa kavua, before the time that she normally sees, she should insert a machtochuk to be sure what is or isn't happening. Because maybe there will be some sort of an emission, and then it won't be noticed and it will be lost. But if she didn't do so, and now the time of the vest has passed, She may not have relations with her husband until she properly examines herself well to make sure that she did not have any emission. But if before she examined herself, she took a bath, then the bedika won't be really the examination won't be helpful, because maybe there was some emission, but it got dissolved in the bathtub. And therefore, she has to treat herself strictly. Because we have a chazok shadam ba bezman hakavua, that she will have a riya when it's expected that she would. But if it's a woman that doesn't have a vesa kavua, but she has to keep the halachas of a vesa chayna kavua, as we have been learning. Such a woman, if the time that she has to be concerned about passed, and abishlei batkas atzma, even if she didn't examine herself, hari ach kain becheskas tara, we could assume that she's not a nida. Ach oina benis, when we speak about the oina benis, she yom shlishim, the yom shlishim, that's day 30, day 31, that's much stricter type of a vest, even though it's a vesa kavua, and that has to be treated like a vesa kavua, kamashik safti la'el. If a woman's flow is 2 or 3 days, she shafes and mezalasas. Yoim haschalas haria, the first day he ha'ikar. That if she has a veset for a certain amount of times, that all those days become a veset. Sifir alef. K'shem shisha chashesh l'veset ha'yomim l'veset ha'flog v'pam achas. It's just like a woman is concerned about the date and the intervals. She's also concerned about the body symptoms. They all could coexist. Just like the date or the interval, if it's not a vessel kavua, the keres v'pamachas is uprooted with one time that she didn't see the same. K'maykein veset haguf hamurvgekas nakeres v'pamachas. K'shem sheveset hayom veset haflogas hakvuas. Just like a veset kavua, which is based on a date or based on an interval, and in the keres el b'shalosh pamim, it only becomes no longer a concern if 3 consecutive times she did not see on that time. Kach veset haguf veset hamurkeves hakvuas, if she has a veset haguf or veset hamurkeves, which is a veset kavuas, which is a veset kavua, ain't in the carousel of shalosh pamim, and only loses its status if 3 times consecutively it didn't happen. Dahaina, imhayla veset guf greida. For example, she has a veset gruf, which means that every time piyka, every time she yawns, she becomes a nida. In kima she piyka achas shalosh pamim, if 3 times she had those symptoms v'lo rasa and she didn't become a nida, shuv. So now we don't have to be concerned about this anymore. If it's a combined veset, that means there's a certain date with certain symptoms that combine to make it into a veset. If that date and those signs happen 3 times, v'loy rasa, and she still didn't get her period, as a veset nekra, so it's no longer a veset kavua. A woman who had a veset kavua of a veset amurkeves, in order to uproot it, you have to have also that there was the date and the piyuk. If you'll only have the date without the piyuk, or piyuk b'la yomim, and ena oikrim is a veset amurkeves, because it wasn't that she had the exact same thing she always has, and nothing happened. The binin, because the halacha requires a kerasa dami de kavasa. What makes her into nida is the way makes it into vesed has to be the way it breaks a vesed. Sif yudbeis muberes lacha shloish chadoshim betchilas mibura. A pregnant woman after 3 months after from when she became pregnant became manika nursing woman. Heim becheskas muslokus damim. They are considered as women who are not going to get their period. They don't have to be concerned about a veset. Even if their These are women who are, till now, had a vesed kavua. Even though she might have been able to prove that she's pregnant, pregnancy test or whatever, still, a woman during the first 3 months even is still has to be concerned about the vesed. But she does have to be concerned about a vesed shena kavua. Avri mehen akasa, she stopped nursing. She reverts back to her original situation. Kigoin, emhayla vesed l'rish chodesh, before she became pregnant and nursing, she had a vesed kavua for rish chodesh, then the loch is tzricha lochush miyad rish chodesh rishon, the first rish chodesh after she stops nursing, she has to be concerned about that date. Amohayla vesed aflogus, but if the vesed she had was based on intervals, ain't a chesheshes, that doesn't kick in at chetir pamach until she starts having a flow. First chesheshes la flagus shayis regila rose, and then she goes back to whatever that interval is. This halacha that she goes back to where she was is only speaking about a woman who had a vesed kavua. However, a woman who didn't have a vesed kavua, she only had a vesed she'ena kavua, such a woman does not have to be concerned until for the vesed she'ena kavua, and once she stops nursing, so then after she stops nursing, once she'll get a period, then the halachas of vesed will kick in. Before that, she has nothing to be concerned about.